a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Be it remembered that on the 8th day of January, A.D., 2013, at the hour of 12 o'clock meridian, on the second Tuesday in January, being the day and hour fixed by the Constitution of the State of South Dakota, for the convening of the legislature, the 88th regular session of the House of Representatives, in the Capitol, in the City of Pierre, in the County of Hughes, and the State of South Dakota, the seat of government thereof, was called to order by Jason Gant, Secretary of State of the State of South Dakota. Brad Erbach of the Pierre-Fort Pierre Ministerial Association will lead us in prayer. The House will please rise and remain standing after the prayer for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, which will be led by Paige Taylin Albright from DeSmet.
We pray. Heavenly and gracious Father, we thank you for this day in which our 2013 legislative session begins. We are grateful for willing men and women who gather for the well-being of the people of this state, a land of infinite variety of landscapes, people, and faiths. We thank you for the talents, perspective, and long hours they will put into this session. Endow them with your wisdom so that the legislation which they create and pass will be for the common good of the people of South Dakota. We also ask your blessings upon all branches of our South Dakota state government and for the support staffs of state agencies that assist this legislative process. So, Father, bless this day. Grant good health, safe travels, and divine wisdom upon those who serve in this House of Representatives. This I ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated. I will now read the certification of the members of the 2013 House of Representatives. Certification of House members. I, Jason M. Gant, Secretary of State of the State of South Dakota, do hereby certify that the following members have been duly elected to the House of Representatives at the general election held on November 6, 2012, are hereby certified as members of the House of Representatives for the 2013-2014 legislative sessions. District number 1, Brown, Day, Marshall, and Roberts counties. Dennis A. Feichert, Aberdeen. Susan Wismer, Britton. District number 2, Brown, Clark, Hamlin, and Spink counties. Brock L. Greenfield, Clark. Bert E. Tolson, Lake Norden. District number 3, Brown County. Dan Kaiser, Aberdeen. David Novstrup, Aberdeen. District number 4, Brookings, Coddington, Dewell, and Grant counties. Jim Peterson, Ravillo. Kathy Tyler, Big Stone City. District number 5, Coddington County. Melissa Magstead, Watertown. Roger Solem, Watertown. District number 6, Lincoln County. Isaac Latterell, T. Herman Otten, T. District number 7, Brookings County. Spencer Hawley, Brookings. Scott Munsterman, Brookings. District number 8, Lake, Minor, Moody, and Sanborn counties. Leslie J. Heineman, Flandreau. Scott Parsley, Madison. District number 9, Minnehaha County. Paula Hawks, Hartford. Steve Hickey, Sioux Falls. District number 10, Minnehaha County. Don Hager, Sioux Falls. Jenna Hager, Sioux Falls. District number 11, Minnehaha County. Christine M. Erickson, Sioux Falls. Jim Stalzer, Sioux Falls. District number 12, Lincoln and Minnehaha counties. Manny Steele, Sioux Falls. Hal Wick, Sioux Falls. District number 13, Lincoln and Minnehaha counties. G. Mark Mickelson, Sioux Falls. Steve Westra, Sioux Falls. District number 14, Minnehaha County, Mark S. Feinstein, Sioux Falls. Ann C. Hayek, Sioux Falls. District number 15, Minnehaha County, Patrick A. Kirschman, Sioux Falls. Karin L. Soli, Sioux Falls. District number 16, Lincoln and Union Counties, Jim Bolin, Canton. Patty Miller, North Sioux City. District number 17, Clay and Turner Counties, Nancy Rasmussen, Hurley. Ray Ring, Vermilion. District number 18, Yankton County, Bernie Hunoff, Yankton. Mike Stevens, Yankton. District number 19, Bonham, Douglas, Hanson, Hutchinson, and McCook Counties, Stace Nelson, Fulton. Kyle Schoenfisch, Scotland. District number 20, Aurora, Davison, and Girald Counties, Lance Carson, Mitchell. Tona Rosam, Mitchell. District number 21, Bonham, Charles Mix, Gregory, and Tripp Counties, Julie Bartling, Burke. Lee Qualm, Platt. District number 22, Beadle and Kingsbury Counties, Peggy Gibson, Huron. Dick Werner, Huron. District number 23, Campbell, Edmonds, Falk, Hand, McPherson, Potter, Spink, and Walworth Counties, Justin R. Cronin, Gettysburg, Charles B. Hoffman, Eureka. District number 24, Hughes, Hyde, Stanley, and Sully Counties, Mary Duvall, Peer, Tim Rounds, Peer. District number 25, Minnehaha County, Scott W. Eklund, Brandon, John Hansen, Del Rapids. District number 26A, Millett and Todd Counties, Troy Heinert, Mission. District 26B, Brule, Buffalo, Jones, and Lyman Counties, James Schaefer, Kennebec. District number 27, Bennett, Hacken, Jackson, Pennington, and Shannon Counties, Kevin Killer, Pine Ridge, Elizabeth May, Kyle. District number 28A, Corson, Dewey, and Zeebach Counties, Dean Shrimp, Lantry. District number 28B, Butte, Harding, and Perkins Counties, Betty Olson, Prairie City. District number 29, Butte, Meade, and Pennington Counties, Gary L. Kamak, Union Center, Dean Wink, Howes. District number 30, Custer, Fall River, and Pennington Counties, Lance Russell, Hot Springs, Mike Virtue, Hill City. District number 31, Lawrence County, Timothy R. Johns, Lead, Fred W. Rumkema, Spearfish. District number 32, Pennington County, Kristen Konzett, Rapid City, Brian Gosh, Rapid City. District number 33, Meade and Pennington Counties, Scott W. Craig, Rapid City, Jacqueline Sly, Rapid City. District number 34, Pennington County, Dan Dryden, Rapid City, David Lust, Rapid City. District number 35, Pennington County, Blaine Chip Campbell, Rapid City, Don Kopp, Rapid City. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and affixed the great seal of the state of South Dakota this third day of January, 2013. The House will please rise as the Honorable David Gilbertson, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of South Dakota, will now administer the oath of office to the members of the House of Representatives.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Please raise your right hands and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota and will faithfully discharge the duties of representative according to the best of my abilities and that I have not knowingly or intentionally paid or contributed anything or made any promise in the nature of a bribe to directly or indirectly influence any vote at the election at which I was chosen to fill said office, and have not accepted, nor will I accept or receive directly or indirectly any money, pass, or any other valuable thing from any corporation, company, or person for any vote or influence I may give or withhold on any bill or resolution or appropriation or for any other official act. Congratulations, you're all representatives of the state of South Dakota. Thank you. You may be seated. The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bartling.
Here.
Boland.
Here.
Kamak.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Carson. Consett. Consett. Yes. Okay. Craig.
Here.
Cronin.
Here.
Dryden.
Here.
Duvall.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Erickson.
Here.
Feichard. Feinstein. Gibson, Greenfield, Greenfield, okay, Don Hager,
here.
Jenna Hager, Hayek, Hansen, Hawks, Holly, Heineman, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Latterell, Lust, Magstead, May, Mickelson, Miller, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olson, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring,
here.
Romkema,
here.
Rounds,
here.
Rosem,
here.
Russell,
here.
Schaefer,
here.
Schoenfisch,
here.
Shrimp,
here.
Sly,
here.
Soli,
here.
Solem,
here.
Stulzer,
here.
Steele,
here.
Stevens,
here.
Tulson,
here.
Tyler,
here.
Vercio,
here.
Werner,
here.
Westra,
here.
Wick,
here.
Wink,
here.
Wismer,
here.
And Gosh.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you. Is there a motion concerning the election of officers?
Secretary.
Representative Lust.
Mr. Secretary, I move that we proceed with the election of officers of the House.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that the House proceed with the election of officers of the House of Representatives. This will be a voice vote. Those in favor of the motion will answer aye.
Aye.
Those opposed to the motion will answer nay. Motion carries. Nominations for Speaker of the House are now in order. Representative Lust.
Mr. Secretary, I nominate Representative Brian Gosch for Speaker of the House.
Is there a second? Thank you, Representative Hunoff. Are there any further nominations? Are there any further nominations? Are there any further nominations? There being no further nominations, we will proceed with the roll call. Those in favor of the nomination of Representative Gosch as Speaker of the House of Representatives will vote aye. Those opposed will vote nay, and the clerk will call the roll. Did you want to...
Mr. Secretary.
Representative Lust.
Would comments on that motion be in order?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Well, it's my honor to nominate Representative Brian Gosch, Speaker of the House, for the 88th session of the South Dakota Legislature. Brian was born in Aberdeen. Come to think about it, Aberdeen produces some pretty talented people. Yeah. His father is a very prominent and successful attorney in Aberdeen. He now resides in Rapid City, where he's very active in the community. Representative Gosch is active in his church. He's coached his kids in numerous athletic endeavors. He has six children, ranging from 8 to 5 years old. Representative Gosch is uniquely qualified to serve us as Speaker of the House. He's served in the legislature for 5 years. He's been the whip, in which he served under the watchful tutelage of Speaker Rausch. He ran our session several times last year with great success. I've served with Representative Gosch on judiciary committees and the State Affairs Committee, and have found him to be very knowledgeable in the law, capable in representing his opinions, and a strong advocate for issues of which he feels strongly. I think we'll find, as Speaker, that he is a wonderful technician of the law. Many of us have already experienced his knowledge of the Red Book and the procedures necessary to guide us as a body through the legislative process. I've known Brian for several years. He was ahead of me in law school by a year, and I've known him to be someone who speaks well, speaks confidently, and knowledgeably. I think his experience as both a lawyer and an advocate for individuals in this state who are suffering disability uniquely suits him to be our speaker. And it's my sincere pleasure to put his name as a nomination for Speaker of the House, and I would ask that you all join me in voting for him in that regard. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative.
Mr. Secretary of State.
Representative Hunoff. Oh, can you turn on your microphone?
Sorry about that. Been a year. I apologize. I also want to rise in support of the nomination of Representative Gosch for Speaker on behalf of myself, and I think importantly on behalf of my Democratic colleagues. Many of us here now have served with Representative Gosch for the last 4 years. And while we may have had disagreements in policy, I honestly don't think we've had disagreements in procedure, and that's really an important thing, especially in this citizen legislature, that we can have our fights on policy, but let's at least agree on the rules. And I think Representative Gosch has always been fair in that regard. And his door, in policy and procedure, his door has always been open. His mind is always open. And what more really can you ask from a leader? I think he's also realizes maybe more than some of us that there's more guff than glory in the job. But that doesn't matter. He's in it for the right reason, and I really, really do respect that. There is one thing I wish, obviously. I wish he wasn't a Vikings fan. Nobody's perfect, right? So with that one fault, let's please support the nomination and elect a new speaker. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Hearing no other discussion, and there being no further nominations, we'll proceed with the roll call. Those in favor of the nomination of Representative Gosch as Speaker of the House of Representatives will vote aye. Those opposed will vote nay, and the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bartling?
Aye.
Boland?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Campbell?
Aye.
Carson? Absent. Consett?
Aye.
Craig?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Dryden?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Eklund?
Aye.
Erickson?
Aye.
Feikert?
Aye.
Feinstein?
Aye.
Gibson?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Don Hager?
Aye.
Jenna Hager?
Aye.
Hayek?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Hawks?
Aye.
Holly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Hickey?
Aye.
Hoffman?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johns?
Aye.
Kaiser?
Aye.
Killer?
Aye.
Kirschman?
Aye.
Latterell?
Aye.
Lust?
Aye.
Magsted?
Aye.
May?
Aye.
Mickelson?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Munsterman?
Aye.
Nelson? Absent. Nordstrom?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Qualm?
Aye.
Rasmussen?
Aye.
Ring?
Aye.
Romkema?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye.
Rosem?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schaefer?
Aye.
Schoenfisch?
Aye.
Schramp?
Aye.
Sly?
Aye.
Soli?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steele?
Aye.
Stevens?
Aye.
Tolson?
Aye.
Tyler?
Aye.
Verschio?
Aye.
Werner? Westra,
aye.
Wick,
aye.
Wink,
aye.
Wismer,
aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas, 2 not vote or absent.
Thank you. Representative Gosch, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect, is hereby declared the duly elected South Dakota Speaker of the House of Representatives. Representatives Lust, Wink, Hansen, Hoffman, and Hunhoff escorted escorted Speaker Gosch to the chair. And now the Honorable David Gilbertson, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of South Dakota, will now administer the oath of office to Representative Gosch as Speaker of the House.
Representative Gosch, are you ready at this time to take the oath of Speaker?
I am.
Okay, would you raise your right hand and repeat after me? I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear
that I will support.
That I will support
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And will faithfully discharge.
And will faithfully discharge
the duties of Speaker.
The duties of Speaker.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
And I have not knowingly.
And I have not knowingly.
Or intentionally.
Or intentionally.
Paid or contributed anything.
Paid or contributed anything.
Or made any promise.
Or made any promise.
In the nature of a bribe.
In the nature of a bribe.
To directly or indirectly.
To directly or indirectly.
Influence any vote.
Influence any vote.
At the election.
At the election.
At which I was chosen.
At which I was chosen.
To fill said office.
To fill said office.
And have not accepted.
And have not accepted.
Nor will I accept.
Nor will I accept.
Or receive.
Or receive.
Directly or indirectly.
Directly or indirectly.
Any money.
Any money.
Pass.
Pass.
Or any other valuable thing.
Or any other valuable thing.
From any corporation.
From any corporation.
Company or person.
Company or person.
For any vote.
For any vote.
Or influence.
Or influence.
I may give or withhold.
I may give or withhold.
On any bill.
On any bill.
Or resolution.
Or resolution.
Or appropriation.
Or appropriation.
Or for any other official act.
Or for any other official act.
Congratulations, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice.
you very much. Thank you. Please be seated. I'm truly honored to be up here today and so thankful to be in front of such great people with such great expertise and professionalism. I want to start out by welcoming everybody to the 88th Legislative Session. It's just great to be here and great to see all of you. I want to particularly thank Representatives Lust and Hunoff for those kind remarks, Skull Vikings. And we have a few Vikings fans out there, I'm sure. I want to thank all of you also who supported me for this office. I truly appreciate that. And I'm truly blessed to have my family here today in the gallery. My dad was referenced in the opening remarks. He's here today. Mom and Dad both grew up in rural South Dakota on farms. They learned what hard work was all about. They taught me those lessons, and I plan on working hard for you today in this position. Mom and Dad, please stand up there in the gallery. Please recognize them. Thank you for being here. Behind you are my six children. I've got a son in college now. In a week, he leaves for basic training in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. I'm sure he's going to do well there. And next to him is my wife and my little three-year-old Bryce. Next to him is Jocelyn. Next to her is Leah. Next to her is Erica. So thank you for being here as well. And could you guys please stand up? Yes, thanks for coming. And last but not least, especially not least, I want to thank my wife. She has been with me through the legislative process from beginning to end. She has been my number one supporter and fan. She's been behind me all the way. She's a certified public accountant, and so for me to be here during her busiest time of the session, it's quite a sacrifice while she's taking care of six children and managing them and the household affairs. She's also working from 7 in the morning to midnight. So I appreciate that, and you all know what the sacrifices are to be here, and so thank all of you for serving as well. And Heather, thank you for being here. Appreciate that. Just 3 years ago, we celebrated the 100-year anniversary of this beautiful capital we have, and it's truly one of the most beautiful capitals in the country. And we've certainly come a long way in South Dakota since this building was first built. We've come a long way since statehood in 1889. You know, we've had quite a few changes since then, too. We've had a population of just over 400,000 in 1889 to where we are now about 815,000 people in South Dakota. We had very few improved roads back then. We have tens of thousands of miles worth of improved roads and infrastructure in South Dakota. We have seen great technological advances occur in South Dakota. With all that change, though, we've had several things not change in South Dakota, and that's a good thing. And these things that haven't changed are we have balanced our budget every year since 1889. We have been and continue to be a business-friendly state in South Dakota. We have been and we continue to be a safe place to live and raise a family. We have been and continue to have some of the top-rated teachers in schools and educational performance in South Dakota. Not one person or party can claim credit for all of that success in South Dakota. It's been a combination of bipartisan effort to work to the betterment of South Dakota. We have become that shining example for other states to look to. While other states are struggling with their state debt and state deficits, we don't have that problem. In fact, this year, we're going to have a little extra money to try to determine how to spend. Our federal government could learn a lesson from South Dakota. They are crippling our economy with incredible amounts of national debt and budget deficits that might ultimately affect South Dakota, depending on what Congress does over the next 2 months with sequestration. And that'll be one of the challenges we face as a body and the information we get and how we deal with that through the appropriations process. Although we face those difficult choices this session, working together, we can continue to grow South Dakota, keep South Dakota the place we like, and make South Dakota even better. Many times in my campaigns, I've talked about preserving the South Dakota way of life. And I really mean that, preserving our South Dakota way of life. I was born here, I grew up here, I lived here all my life. I love South Dakota. I like what we offer. And as I've traveled around the country, and I've been to probably half the states, I still think South Dakota is the best state in America. And so working together and working with you, I know we can preserve our South Dakota way of life. Thank you, and God bless. We're going to move along here to nominations for Speaker Pro Tem of the House of Representatives. Representative Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is my honor and privilege today to nominate to the position of Speaker Pro Tem Representative Dean Wink. Dean Wink was born on a family farm. He attended Yankton College, and this is where the story gets interesting. Many of you know Representative Dean Wink. But I've known him for 4 years, and today I learned some stuff about him that many of you may not know and are going to be shocked to learn. This man has a resume. He attended Yankton College, was a standout on the football team, such a standout that he snagged a beautiful wife, Joan, and a contract with the Philadelphia Eagles in 1966. He played for 4 years for the Philadelphia Eagles. Upon his retirement from the Eagles, he was asked back to Yankton College to come back and teach and coach football. Why not? He was good at it. Once he was there teaching and coaching, the administration saw something in him that they wanted to see more of. So they asked him to be part of the administration. He ended up working in the admissions office, ultimately becoming Dean of Admissions at Yankton College. Eventually, Dean's love of agriculture pulled him away from the education, and him and his wife decided to settle on a ranch in Howes, South Dakota, 30 years ago, where they've run a successful cattle ranch all these years. Dean came into the legislature with me 4 years ago. I have known him both as a counterpart, as a friend. He was on appropriations his first 2 years. He was chair of appropriations last year and the year before. And he did it with an undying devotion to public service. And as I stand here before all of you, I think of how do I describe Representative Dean Wink? Tall, lanky, tough, handsome. There's only one word that comes to mind. It's not those, although they might be there. When I think of Dean, I think of statesman. Dean is an honest, he's a caring, he's a smart, and he's a hardworking individual. And he will make every single one of us proud as our next Speaker Pro Tem. Mr. Speaker, members of the body, please join me in supporting Dean Wink for the Speaker Pro Tem position. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Cronin. Is there a second?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Bartlett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm honored to second the nomination of Representative Dean Wink for the Assistant Speaker position. I got to know Representative Wink about 4 years ago as I walked into a joint appropriations room during my last term as a senator and his first term as a representative. And yes, this tall, lanky, handsome representative can only be matched by his quiet, charming demeanor. And he's truly been a good friend, a good legislator, and I know he will serve us all well. My mother was from Texas, and she always told me you can trust a man under a cowboy hat. So I'm going to put my trust in Representative Wink, and I hope you'll all join me in voting for Representative Wink as our Speaker Pro Tem. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Bartlett. Are there any other nominations? Seeing no further nominations, we will proceed to vote. Our clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bartling.
Aye.
Boland.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Carson's excused. Consett.
Aye.
Craig.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Dryden.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Erickson.
Aye.
Fiker.
Aye.
Feinstein.
Aye.
Gibson.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Don Hager.
Aye.
Jenna Hager.
Aye.
Hayek.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Hawks.
Aye.
Holly.
Aye.
Heineman. Heiner, Hickey,
aye.
Hoffman,
aye.
Hunhoff,
aye.
Johns,
aye.
Kaiser,
aye.
Killer,
aye.
Kirschman,
aye.
Kopp, Lateral,
I'll take you all
Lust,
aye.
Lust,
aye.
Magstad,
aye.
May, Mickelson,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Munsterman,
aye.
Nelson's excused, Nordstrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Otten,
aye.
Parsley,
aye.
Peterson, Palm,
aye.
Rasmussen,
aye.
Ring,
aye.
Romkema,
aye.
Rounds,
aye.
Rosem,
aye.
Russell,
aye.
Schaefer, Schoenfisch, Shrimp, Sly,
aye.
Sole, Solem,
aye.
Stalzer,
aye.
Steele,
aye.
Stevens,
aye.
Tolson,
yes.
Tyler, Vercio,
aye.
Werner, Westra,
aye.
Wick,
aye.
Wink, Wismer,
aye.
And Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas, 2 excused.
Representative Wink, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members-elect, is hereby declared to be duly elected Speaker Pro Tem of the House of Representatives. Congratulations, Representative Wink.
Representative Cronin and Bartling for those very gracious remarks, and thank you, the body, for supporting me in this election. I look forward to getting to know all of you better, to try and answer your questions, and to address your concerns. This has been a truly great honor, and I am humbled by your support. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Representative. We now proceed with the nominations for Chief Clerk of the House. Representative Lust.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I nominate Arlene Kvislin.
Any remarks?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Arlene has been with the legislature for 15 years. And when I think of Arlene, I think of a smiling face, a willing hand, and a pleasant demeanor. As I asked her today what is her background and, you know, what would she like me to say, perhaps characteristic and representative of your humility, she said, well, I really haven't done very much. But that's not true. And she has done yeoman's work as the first assistant to Karen Gerdes for the last 15 years. She has been there through all the procedural hiccups and turmoil that there's been in those 15 years, and she's been part of the solution. And I think she will serve us very well, not only due to her experience, but the way she carries herself. And I think we can all appreciate the pressure and the stress involved in sitting up front of this body every day, having to do the things that our clerk does. And I am very honored to recommend highly Arlene to serve as our next clerk. And I would ask that all of you join me in doing so. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Is there a second?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hunoff.
Mr. Speaker, I would enthusiastically second the nomination. And I would say also she's handsome, wouldn't you agree, Mr. Majority Leader? So, no, seriously, on behalf of our Democratic colleagues, we've worked with Arlene for many of us for 4 years or more, and she's been a part of a really great team, and I'm sure she'd be the first to admit that. I mean, it's been said you can trust anybody in a cowboy hat. You know, I don't want to start a fight on the first day, and I don't know about that, but I know this. You can trust anybody who's been working alongside Karen Gerdes for the last 15 years, and I absolutely can say that with real conviction. And if she had a seed corn cap on, she'd be, you know, no problem at all. But no, aside from that, she's. I would, a little advice for the new legislators, for the first-time legislators, make sure Arlene and her clerks are your friends, because they're, with all due respect to the Speaker and the Majority Leader, they're really the ones that run this place, I promise you. And they can make your life a lot easier. Arlene, you'll be great. We look forward to working with you. We miss Karen, but we could not be in better hands. I second the nomination.
Thank you, Representative. Any further nominations? Any further nominations? Any further nominations? Seeing none, we will proceed to vote. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will call the roll.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
K-Mac.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Carson absent. Consett.
Aye.
Craig.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Dryden.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Erickson.
Aye.
Feikert.
Aye.
Feinstein.
Aye.
Gibson.
Aye.
Greenfield. Don Hager.
Aye.
Jenna Hager.
Aye.
Hayek. Hansen.
Aye.
Hawks. Hawley, Heineman, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Latterell, Lust, Magstead, May, Mickelson, Miller, Munsterman, Nelson absent, Nostrup, Olson, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Ramkema, Rounds, Rosem, Russell, Schaefer, Schoenfisch, Shrimp, Fly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Steele, Stevens, Tolson, Tyler, Virchio, Werner, Westra, Wick, Wink, Wismer, Mr. Speaker, Gosh.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas, no nays.
Ms. Kvislin, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect, is hereby declared duly elected. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm honored to have been elected, and I thank you for your confidence in me. I look forward to serving all of you, and please feel free to stop by my office or come up to the front desk at any time. Thank you.
At this time, we will swear in the other employees of the House. Go ahead.
The following employees: First Assistant to the Chief Clerk, Jan Lester. Second Assistant to the Chief Clerk, Carolyn Perry. Third Assistant to the Chief Clerk, Jackie Driscoll. Chief Chaplain, Sarah Goldhammer. Sergeant at Arms, Melvin Chandler. Assistant Sergeant at Arms, Gary Hoshide, James Smith. Secretary to the Speaker, Diane Mellon. Secretary to the Majority Leader, Joshua Klum. Secretary to the Minority Leader, Ann Eichinger. Committee Secretaries, Colleen Hunt, Liz Markley, Diana Melvin, Tracy Thompson. Pages for the first term, Taylan Albright, Donald Beckwith, Bevan Clapper, James Geppert II, Ben Goot, James Hundley II, Riley Larson, Micah Palmer, Whitney Schroeder. The pages for the second, third, fourth, and fifth term will just be noted in the journal. And also legislative interns, Joseph Adams, Zachary Anderson, Zachary Booch, Dane Boosie, Caleb Fink, Gray Jensen, Carly Johnson, Collins Michaels, Zach Knipp, Michael Reagan, Auburn Rittenbush, Ritterbush, Bryson Sissing, and Keenan Watson.
Everybody in? Okay, it looks like everybody's in now. Would you all raise your right hand and repeat after me? I state your name. Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota, and will faithfully discharge the duties of my office according to the best of my abilities. Congratulations.
Representative Lust moves that the permanent House rules and the permanent joint rules of the 87th legislative session be adopted as the temporary House rules and the temporary joint rules of the 88th legislative session.
That motion having been made and seconded is up for vote at this time. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. This will be a voice vote. This will be a roll call vote. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll. Our clerk will call the roll. This will be one where you can use your buttons for the first time. Honorable members of this body, so push green for yay and red for nay.
Representative Campbell, Feichert, Greenfield, Kirschman, May, and Steele. Representative Feichert and Kirschman. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas, 2 excused.
That motion having received an affirmative vote, the majority of the members elect is hereby declared passed. Speaker. Representative Lust.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House be in recess until 2:15.
All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. We are in recess. House of Representatives will now come back to order. There being no objection, the House will revert to order of business number 8, motions and resolutions.
Representative Les moves that a committee of 3 on the part of the House be appointed to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the Senate to make arrangements for the joint session to hear the message of the Governor, the Honorable Dennis Dugard.
All in favor of the motion? All those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.
The Speaker appoints Representatives Wink, Cronin, and Bartling. Representative Les moves that a committee of 3 on the part of the House be appointed to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the Senate to notify the Governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications he may desire to make.
Those in favor of the Les motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.
The Speaker appoints Reps Wink, Cronin, and Bartling. Representative Les moves that a committee of 5 on the part of the House be appointed to meet with a committee of 3 on the part of the Senate to make arrangements for the joint session to hear the message of the Honorable David Gilbertson, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of South Dakota.
Those in favor of the Les motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.
The Speaker appoints Reps Lust, Wink, Cronin, Bernie Hunhoff, and Bartling. Representative Les moves that a committee of 3 on the part of the House be appointed to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the Senate relative to the joint rules for the two houses for the 88th legislative session.
Those in favor of the Les motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.
The Speaker appoints Reps Gosch, Lust, and Bernie Hunhoff. Representative Les moves that a committee of 3 on the part of the House be appointed to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the Senate to make arrangements for legislative days for members, officers, and employees of the House and Senate.
Those in favor of the Les motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.
The Speaker appoints Reps Hansen, Munsterman, and Gibson. Representative Les moves that a committee of 3 on the part of the House be appointed to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the Senate for the purpose of setting the compensation schedule of the elective and appointive officers and employees of the House and Senate for the 88th legislative session pursuant to SDCL 2-5-8 with a full power to act and that such compensation schedule be filed with the Director of the Legislative Research Council and the State Auditor.
That was a mouthful. Now a second. Thank you. Those in favor of the Les motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.
And the Speaker appoints Reps Gosch, Les, and Bernie Hunhoff. Representative Les moves that a committee of 3 on the part of the House be appointed to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the Senate for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, House and Senate journals and bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices with the full power to act.
Those in favor of the Les motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.
The Speaker appoints Reps Sly, Consett, and Parsley. Representative Les moves that a committee of 3 on the part of the House be appointed to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the Senate for the purpose of selecting chaplains for the 88th legislative session.
Those in favor of the Les motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.
The Speaker appoints Reps Craig, Hickey, and Feichert. Representative Les moves that a committee of 4 on the part of the House be appointed to meet with a committee of 3 on the part of the Senate to arrange for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House and Senate.
All in favor of the Les motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.
The Speaker appoints Reps Wick, Craig, Hickey, and Feichert. Representative Les moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, January 9th, the second legislative day.
Those in favor of the Les motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.
House Standing Committees for the 88th session. The Speaker has appointed these committees, and they will be printed in the journal for your reference.
Committee reports.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for a joint session of the Senate and the House of Representatives to receive a message of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court respectfully reports. And the rest of that report will be in the journal. And it's been respectfully signed by David Luss, Dean Wink, Justin Cronin, Bernie Hunhoff, Julie Bartling, House Committee, and Corey Brown, Russell Olson, and Jason Ferrick, Senate Committee. Representative Luss moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session be adopted.
Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. Messages. There being no objection, we will waive reading of the messages from the Senate. Seeing none, those are waived. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1032, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the money, clothing, and transportation.
We have 63 House bills being introduced at this time. They're currently getting their first reading.
House Bill 1010,
all of the pages and other staff are reading through the titles of those bills. Under the Constitution, Article 3, Section 17, every bill shall be read twice by number and title once when introduced, and once upon final passage. But one reading at length may be demanded any time before final passage. To fulfill this constitutional requirement, you hear them reading the titles now. As soon as they are done, Speaker will assign these bills to a committee.
Bill 1026, an act to comply with certain internal revenue code requirements relating to maximum annual benefits paid to members of the South Dakota Retirement System and to provide for the update of references to the Internal Revenue Code. House Bill 1027, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the application of the Special Pay Retirement Program of the South Dakota Retirement System.
We just completed the first reading of those 63 bills. House Bill 1001, Speaker assigns to Agricultural Committee. House Bill 1002, Agricultural Committee. House Bill 1003, Agricultural Committee. House Bill 1004, Agricultural Committee. House Bill 1005, Agricultural Committee. House Bill 1006, Agricultural Committee. House Bill 1007, Agricultural Committee. House Bill 1008, Judiciary. House Bill 1009, Judiciary. House Bill 1010, Local Government. 1011, Health. House Bill 1012, State Affairs. 1013, Appropriations. 1014, Appropriations. 1015, Appropriations. House Bill 1016, Appropriations. House Bill 1017, Agricultural Committee. House Bill 1018, Local Government. House Bill 1019, Health. House Bill 1020, Health. House Bill 1021, Judiciary. 1022, Health. 1023, Health. 1024, Retirement Laws. 1025, Retirement Laws. 1026, Retirement Laws. 1027, Retirement Laws. 1028, Agricultural Committee. 1029, Agricultural Committee. Representative Hoffman, you're going to be a busy, busy chairman. House Bill 1030, State Affairs. House Bill 1031, Judiciary. 1032, Judiciary. 1033, Appropriations. 1034, Commerce. 1035, Commerce. 1036, State Affairs. 1037, Commerce. 1038, Appropriations. 1039, Taxation. 1040, Transportation. 1041, Transportation. 1042, Transportation. 1043, Transportation. 1044, Health. 1045, State Affairs. 1046, State Affairs. 1047, Health. 1048, Agricultural Committee. 1049, Agriculture. 1050, Appropriations. 1051, Commerce. 1052, Commerce. 1053, State Affairs. 1054, Commerce. 1055, Commerce. 1056, State Affairs. 1057, Agriculture. 1058, Agriculture. 1059, Agriculture. 1060, Appropriations. 1061, State Affairs. 1062, Agriculture. 1063, State Affairs. Representative Steele.
Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In memory, before I do that, in memory of a great legislator who is no longer with us, Representative Gordon Peterson, whom many of you remember, I would like to end, I'd like to carry on his tradition of closing our sessions as he did when he sat in this chair.
Representative Steele. Those in favor of adjournment will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.